Hello, welcome to the Bikecast. It is May 13th, a little muggy. And today I want to talk about, that's kind of an item of interest. It's also a tool of analysis that I find myself referencing from time to time. So I thought I'd make a podcast about it so that when someone calls me on my use of this term or this method, I have something to refer back to or to refer them back to. I will start with what made me think of this. A couple of things. Before I even tell you what it is, it'll be fun. IOZ, who must be tired of me linking to his blog by now, wrote an excellent post on the drug war in which he points out, and I think it bears pointing out repeatedly, that it is not the case that there was some kind of golden age in the drug war and that now the system is broken, but that the system was designed from the very beginning to be what it is, a tool of oppression against the poor and largely minority populations of the United States. And in another post, an adjacent post, I think, he's talking about the debt restructuring in Greece. What I'm assuming, based on his blog post, is that they're going to inflate the currency in order to pay off the debts, which drives down the purchasing power for the eventual holders of the currency after it filters its way through the economy, which is typically the working classes. So what is the purpose of the war on drugs? What is the purpose? Well, that's a challenging question on the face of it, because the war on drugs is a huge, complicated, multifaceted institution. Or even a system of institution. And there's different intentions and there's different motivations. And various components have different goals. And not all of them bad, even, necessarily. Might be somebody with a good goal in there. I don't know. It's challenging. When these conversations come up, it's hard, on the face of it, to refute the claim that the war on drugs is supposed to keep kids safe. So in order to bypass the confusion of the purposes of different subcomponents of a large system, some guy, the father of cybernetics, who I will link to in the show notes, since his name has completely slipped my mind, Arthur Beers, proposed that we talk about the purpose of a system being that which the system produces, or does. And it comes down to a nice little acronym, POSIWID. The purpose of a system is what it does. And this is handy for getting around the traps, the mental traps, of intentionality and unintended side effects and all of these sorts of things, down to the core of the issue, which is, what does this system result in? And I don't know, maybe it's just a rhetorical trick or something, but I think the value is that when we see that the purpose of something is to do harm or is to do wrong, if we can make that claim, then we can engage the moral energies of people to fight it. Whereas if there are numerous and conflicting sub-purposes and this person claims it's supposed to be doing X and person B claims it's supposed to be doing Y, then, again, it makes seeing the whole harder. It makes seeing the overall effects more difficult. And the purpose of this obfuscation is to allow harmful systems to perpetuate themselves and to go unchallenged. You see, that was a meta posi-wid right there. What does the war on drugs do? It incarcerates some hundreds of thousands of people, gives them records that follow them the rest of their lives. It turns whole neighborhoods and now whole borders into war zones. It increases the potency of smuggled narcotics. It increases the value of patented prescription drugs. It increases the budget for narco stormtroopers. Increases the size and strength of the police state. It increases the marketing of drugs to predominantly poor children. And probably many more things that I'm not thinking of. So the purpose of the drug war is to enhance the wealth and power of the ruling classes while harming and driving further into desperate poverty the poor and working classes. Now again, maybe it's just a rhetorical flourish. Maybe I've done nothing by applying posi-wid to the system of the narco war. But I can't help feel that something is laid bare, that something demands a response. When that purpose is laid forth, it draws a clear line between people who want a better future for humanity and people who just don't give a shit, who are emotionally dead and have a psychotic lack of empathy. So yeah, I've just convinced myself it does have value, besides being kind of a cool concept. So, what is the purpose of the world financial structure? IMF, World Bank, EU, and the various nation states, insofar as they act globally with respect to finance? That is a challenging question. Again, on the face of it, see if I can get four on the face of it in a simple podcast. I think I'm going to make it. The IMF and World Bank are intended to provide developing countries with infrastructure to help their economies grow. You're supposed to regulate trade, make sure that certain regions can't protect themselves from imported products by raising tariffs and trying to keep things fair. And so, again, PosiWid does a really nice job of clarifying the issue. Intentions aside, what does the world financial system do? Well, it provides financial backing to individuals who are capable of seizing power in a country, sometimes with the help of the financial backing, and will allow Western corporate interests access to minerals, labor forces, natural resources of all stripes at far below a fair rate of exchange. Part of the support for the foreign leaders includes a promise to use the newly legitimized instruments of violence, army, secret police, paramilitary units, to enforce the newly claimed mineral rights and to keep the native labor force in line. And then they will loan an unbelievable sum of money to the foreign leader, a sum that can never be paid back in any conceivable future. Certainly can't be paid back in any likely future. And then the leader squanders the money, builds up a huge military, maybe he goes to war, maybe he hunts down and murders thousands or millions of the people under his control, and then he dies, or is assassinated, or whatever happens. But the debt, of course, remains. And financing the debt, even just to make payments on the interest for the debt, requires returning to the international monetary system, some part of it, many parts of it, and begging for more money, while the people in the country starve, having been stripped of all their meager wealth in an attempt to service the debt and stay afloat. And the world financial system is happy to assist, provided that the new government of the debtor country cut back on social welfare programs, institute a strict financial regimen, maybe allow military bases to be built to ensure regional stability. There's air quotes around that. And on it goes. So, what is the purpose of the world financial system? Well, the purpose is to rob and enslave the poorest 90% of the world and take the riches that should be theirs and provide it at little or no cost to the corporate interests of the first world, who can then turn around and make unfathomable profits off the blood and riches of the rest of the world. And again, maybe it is a rhetorical tool. It doesn't make it any less true that that is what the system does. I think ascribing what it does to be the purpose clarifies the issue and again draws a important line between the problem and everybody else. Those will be instrumental in stopping the problem. Well, that's it for me today. Let me know what you think. Questions and comments at jaddavis.com. JADDAVIS.com. As the plane flies overhead. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow.